This is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you. Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcoming you to the third hour of our second holiday edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world. And the best way to pull up the stream is go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on listen upper left and then listen online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook these days, Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and check out all the great dog. You got to see the when the mailman is the dog's bestie. Ah, so cute. And the talking cats. Yeah, you got to see that stuff. Anyway, it is second Sunday of the month, which means it's best bioenergetic synchronization technique, neuroenergetic balancing, Rasmussen Reset Energy Code Sunday. Dr. Nels Rasmussen is here. Linda Rasmussen is here. Mercury's in retrograde, and we are doing the best that we can. We are going to go back to the phones, but I got to tell you, man, I don't know what's going on, but I had one of those. But I don't know if you guys saw my mouth drop open during the break here, and I got out of my chair. Well, I keep, and I turn, when I turn my head, it's because I'm looking, you know, I do this in front of my computer in my office, and I look out the window. There's a hummingbird feeder right in front of my window, and I say, anyway, so I watch, you know, the hummers and stuff going on. But all morning, I've been feeling like I have to keep looking out the window, and it's like I was expecting something. I don't know what. Anyway, we're jingle catting. Okay. And I'm looking out the window, and all of a sudden it's like this swarm of birds comes out of the forest heading straight for my window. And I swear there's hundreds of them. And so that's when I stood up and looked. They're pine siskins, you know, so they're little, and I do have them here, and they've come in groups before. But we're talking a group of maybe 20 or 30, maybe 50.
Yeah.
I just look at the patio. They're covered. They're all, there were 100. There's at least 100 or more.
Wow.
And they just came swarming in, and they're all over. You know, of course, we had the, you know, the bomb cyclone, so there's stuff all over. And of course, you know, now I've blown and all, but there's, I'm sure, all kinds of stuff to eat because they're going to town out there. But anyway, a swarm of pine siskins. And I mean, wow, that was amazing. I mean, I'm still kind of shocked there's so many. So snow is falling in Idaho. So Dr. Nels has snow.
Yes.
I just pulled up my the weather to look, because I'm covering the rain base.
Now, give us an idea. Is it just like the big flakes, little tiny flakes? How heavy is it snowing out there right now?
It's kind of spitting right now. They're small flakes. They're kind of, I mean, it's still a situation of, they look sort of individual. They're not really coming. It's not quite a flurry yet.
Yeah, you're not looking outside.
The ground doesn't change color. So.
You're not looking at a snow globe or anything like that. Just like, you know,
no,
when it starts beginning
to snow. It hasn't
got
there. It's supposed to get there.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's supposed to get there around one or two.
Well, now I'm looking
on
at
this pine siskin front.
Yeah, it could be.
I wanted to give you a pine siskin story.
I got my weather up and the radar on, so I'm looking at Idaho. There's definitely snow there. But what's the biggest town that might be on the map that's closest to you?
The closer town would be like Kamei, Kuski. Those are near me.
I know Kuski, but they aren't on here. Now, are you anywhere as close to I-90?
Oh, not even.
Grangeville?
Grangeville is another one, and they're up at an elevation like we are. So Grangeville is probably the bigger town. It's about an hour from here on the prairie across the valley from us.
Yeah, because it's just coming. Okay, yeah, and you're going to, well, be prepared, because you got a lot more coming.
That's what they were saying. All right. So I wanted to tell you the Pine Siskin story, Martha.
Oh, yes. Hello.
When I was a paper boy back in junior high school, I pulled my old bicycle up to a place to deliver the paper. And there was all these little birds hopping all over the ground.
Uh-huh.
And they seemed to be totally oblivious to my presence. So I sat down on the grass. And I just sat there, and eventually one hopped over close enough, and I just reached over and I picked it up, and it just sat in my hand.
Oh, wow.
And then another one did it. It came over close, and I picked it up, and it just sat in my hand. And I'm like, well, this is really weird.
Wow.
And then a minute later, suddenly, like, the mom had not been paying attention to the babies.
Uh-huh.
Suddenly she comes squawking over in my direction, making all kinds of racket, and the babies all looked at me like, what? Ah! And all
oh, you're scary. We didn't know that. Huh?
Yeah, it was great.
Oh, that's fun. Well, they are friendly little birds. And a lot of times, you know, they come in the fall and they come to my fountain in the back. So I'm assuming they went from, because they all came in and landed right in front of the office, you know, right in front of my window, and they're all over the patio and everywhere. But apparently Robbie didn't care. I mean, Robbie gets along with everything, but so he didn't even move. But, and there's gazillions of birds, but I, you know, couldn't go to the back and take a look. But amazing. I've never seen so many birds coming at me like that. It reminds me of when the crows make their, you know, migration, you know, they'll come into the area and then they'll all swarm at one time to go over to the Arboretum and Foster Island area. At least that's what they used to do. I know they still do rituals like that, but it's amazing to see them come together like that. So, well, I didn't know that. Maybe they came to say hi to you, Dr. Nels, that you have a relationship with the Pine Siskins. All righty. So it is Healing Sunday here. And if you would like a remote treatment for you or your animal friends, we have got time. And we would love to hear from you. So pick up your phones, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. Let's see. And we have got patiently waiting. And for her monthly tune-up, we're going to Bothell and Sue. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nels and Linda Rasmussen. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning, everybody. So, of course, the usual turn-up for the kitties. And, you know, the kitties, Zoe and Jody Joy.
Right, right. Zoe and Jody Joy are your kitty friends.
Yep. And then I feel like I need a good tune-up today, too. I have a little bit of back pain and neck pain. And I had cataract surgery on my right eye, and I'm going to have it on my left eye this week. So,
when did you have the right eye? Was that recent?
November 26th.
Okay. Okay. How? I'm just curious. How was that surgery, Sue? How did it go?
It went fine. It's they said that normally when you have it done, they'll take out the lenses of your glasses so you are have nothing but the new vision. But my lenses were so thick that they left it in. So it was hard for me to tell, okay, how much did it improve or not, you know? But
the process itself, was it an easy process to go through?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I know there are a lot, you know, most everybody, you get old enough, you start getting cataract stuff. And of course now, instead of the LASIK surgery and stuff, so you can let go of your glasses and stuff. Now I hear them, all they're advertising is the refractive lens replacement, which is basically mm-hmm. what you do when you have cataracts. You know, it's the lens
right.
that gets foggy. So they take it out and put in a new one.
Right.
But no, I think you're just in there for, it's just like a day surgery, isn't it?
Yeah.
So you're going to come out.
The surgery is actually only 15 minutes, but you're there
okay.
for 2 hours.
I think you have to put a lot of drops in your eyes afterwards for a while. Is that true?
Yeah.
Okay. But you found the surgery and recovery, all of that, a pretty easy thing or not?
Yeah, it's going good.
Excellent. All right. And so you got another one of those coming up. All righty. So let's see, Dr. Nels, it looks like you are already tuning in on Zoe and Jody Joy and getting started there, right?
Jody Joy jumped up first, so I'm taking care of Jody Joy.
All right. So then we got the back and the neck and the cataract stuff. So Linda, are you ready to take over and assist Sue here?
Oh, you bet.
All right. So you're in charge.
Sue, let's have you think of a person who's been on your mind a lot. And if there's a lot of people, you just get to pick somebody and think about them right now.
Okay.
You got somebody in your mind, Sue?
Yeah.
Okay. Focusing on that person, just being aware of how you feel about them. And I'm going to encourage everybody listening on the radio to do the same. Think about somebody. Notice how you feel. And then setting that person outside your thoughts, focus on enthusiastic, enthusiastic. And the number four, your eyes are closed and looking up and to the right and doing some very slow, deep breathing in and out as you think enthusiastic four.
All right, Sue, your eyes are closed, and behind those closed eyes, you're looking up to the right. You're doing slow, deep, in and out breathing, thinking enthusiastic four, enthusiastic four, enthusiastic four.
Perfect. Breathe normally, Sue. And with your eyes open, just looking down toward the earth and then letting your head come up to a comfortable place, bring that person back into your thoughts. And that is complete. And the affirmation is, I am grateful and thankful for the feeling of enthusiastic. I'm grateful and thankful for the feeling of enthusiastic. And when we have a word like this, it can be really helpful to just let ourselves think about something we're enthusiastic about and get that energy going.
All right. You got something that you can get enthusiastic about, Sue?
Sure.
All right. Okay. So, Dr. Nels, you find anything interesting about the kitties?
Kind of a normal tune-up for the kitties, Jody Joy and Zoe. So, yeah, nothing unusual.
All is good. All right, Sue, anything more we can help you with?
I think that's good. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks for calling Animal World. We'll talk to you again.
Okay.
Bye-bye. All right. God bless. Bye-bye. All righty then. Looks like we are time to take care of our advertisers. How about we do that on schedule this hour? That'll be a shock. Mercury's in retrograde, but we're on schedule. Whoa, oh boy. And we have time for your phone calls. Otherwise, we're going to Dr. Nell's newsletter next. So give us a call if you want a treatment. 425-373-5527, 425-373-5527, or 888-298-5569. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Marilyn Milano. If you love animals, then please check out my new show, Love Has Many Faces, Tuesdays from 9 to 9:30 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150. I'll be talking with rescue groups, animal advocates, and other organizations that help animals, sharing their stories and giving our listeners some tangible ways in which they can help make a difference. That's Love Has Many Faces, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150. Raising awareness, touching hearts, and saving animals' lives.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Hi, this is Stacy, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
I'm Martha Norwalk, and you're listening to the Jingle Cats and Dogs. Wow, I love them. Silent Night. Mm-hmm. Okay, hopefully we're all getting in the Christmas, Hanukkah, and anything else you celebrate mood here. And interesting this year that Hanukkah starts on Christmas Day, so it's kind of like we're celebrating both all month. Because they're all happening together, which is a little unusual, but seems to be what's going on. Alrighty, so we heard from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. You know, they've got the Blue Lotus Temple in Bothell, the Yoga Hall right next to it, the community in Linwood, and Heart Song Retreat in Lake Stevens, and East West Bookshop, which is, you know, all Christmased up for the season. And you can find about all the holiday events going on at all of the locations at AnandaWashington.org. AnandaWashington.org. And if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, we would love to have you join our Animal World family of advertisers. If you're interested, you can shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And by the way, if you would like a best neuroenergetic balancing treatment for you and or your animal friends, give us a call, 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. We also heard from Dr. Nels, and you can check out Dr. Nels at his website, healingministryforanimals.com. And he always does a free telephone evaluation. So if you're interested in the work that he does, and you've heard about him mention it earlier, he works with dogs all over the country, all over the world, and cats and any animals. I mean, pretty much, Dr. Nels, this neuroenergetic balancing works with all mammals and animals, right?
Yeah. I don't do as many horses like I used to, but it wasn't that long ago I worked with a woman who had a horse that was taking her for wild rides because his fight or flight would kick in. And we helped between the two of them, because she was her energy was a big part of the problem, got that solved. So they're now having nice, quiet rides.
Wonderful. I'm hoping, I'm trying to send your direction, Colleen, you know, the owner of Academy of Canine Behavior.
Right.
She's got a new miniature mule. You know, donkey, talk about a miniature mule. She's got an older one, Stanley, and the younger one, Henry, that but it's got a lot of fear type stuff going on. So I happen to be down there for an evaluation on Wednesday with a real aggressive chow. and heard about that. But anyway, I was telling her about Sylvia and Lucky, all of that, but that she really should kind of. So anyway, you probably, she thought she's already a member of your group, and so you should be hearing from Colleen.
Yeah, great.
Now, and speaking of your group, why don't you explain to us what's going on with your Healing Ministry for Animals and how that all works with the group thing and everything?
Right, right. So I have a Healing Ministry for Animals is now a private membership association. So the only people I can actually work with have to belong to the association. But that's not hard. You fill out a little form. I send you an application. You sign that. And then pay $10 and you're a member for life. There's no more, you know, every month you get something in the mail saying I need more money. No, $10, that's it. And it gives you my newsletter, which is a once a month thing, and access to the webinars, like what we're going to be doing this month with Martha, putting on her workshop on animal communication. And so every month I tend to have one of those really fun workshops that people who are members can attend for free. So that, and of course, access to me, as I said, membership have its benefits. You can send me an email or text and I'll respond to you pretty quickly.
All right. All right.
And to join, of course, you just go to the website and click on the quick response button and say, hey, I'd like to be a member and maybe attend some of your workshops or something like that, and I'll get you in.
Yeah, and if you want a telephone evaluation, you just can fill out that contact information and say, I need to talk to you.
Yeah, I need to talk to you. My dog is doing whatever. Yeah.
All right. That sounds great. And and it's wonderful that you can join in these free Zoom classes that Dr. Nils is doing. He's got one that he does that teaches us how to do the Rasmussen reset, so we can start resetting and doing that work with our own animals. And then you've got a really good one on how to reset yourself. That's a real good one. Now I'm going to do one on, you know, basic communication with animals and talking to your animals, but we're going to emphasize, we only have an hour. And if I do this, the whole workshop seminar that I do, it takes 2 or 3 hours. So I'm going to cram into an hour everything I can to do, you know, your basic crash course on communicating with animals. And of course, we'll emphasize the telepathic and empathetic communication, because that's what, you know, is so connected with the neuroenergetic balancing that Dr. Nils does. And that's going to be this Wednesday evening?
Yep, this Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock. So if you're thinking, oh, that sounds like fun, well, you better go to my website today and click the button and say, hey, I want to join, so we can get you joined up before that happens.
Yeah, so you'd have to pay the $10 to join the group, but you know, the class is free, so you're getting me for free.
Yeah.
Or $10, however you want to look at it, but I'm definitely worth it. I know that.
Yeah.
It's just a great way to get a lot of free help and information. Now, speaking of being a member of the group, one of the perks that comes along with that is your monthly newsletter.
Yes.
So, let's see, it came out Sunday, December 1st. And, that's another thing, just in case any of you are paying attention, Dr. Nils, you changed your phone number.
Yeah, people might want to write that down if they're think they might want to contact me that way. It is 208-451-6003. That's 208-451-6003.
All right, and I don't have that memorized yet. I still have the old one on automatic pilot, so
yeah.
You better jot that one down. Now, let's see. Then you all include a video of the month.
Right.
And this month, it looks like a long-haired black dachshund.
Yep, yep. Named Pickles.
Pickles. Oh, that's cute. Oh, and Pickles was paralyzed.
Pickles was paralyzed, yes. And And this one, they contacted me just 1 month before I was headed out the door for Idaho. So we worked up to the last minute on this dog, and he wasn't yet walking when I left, but I worked with them a lot on doing the reset themselves. And I think it was a month or so later, they finally got the wherewithal to take a video, and they showed me him walking around. So he got his legs back. That was great.
Yep. So this is really important. I kind of call this Dr. Nell's claim to fame. You know, paralyzed dogs, you know, or cats, but usually it's dogs, and paralyzed from the waist down, you know, and most of you have either seen it or seen videos of, you know, a dog dragging their rear end around. And I always say kind of, you know, no drugs, no surgery, 4 to 7, you know, treatments with Nels, and, you know, they're up and walking and usually normal again. And I'm amazed at all the before and after video sequences. I'm assuming that Pickle's little video here is probably similar to the others in that you usually have some video of the dogs when they're paralyzed, and then you go through the treatment process and we get to watch them heal with your treatments.
Right. And on this one, we didn't get to see after I'd already left, and then the folks sent in a little short video clip showing him walking around. So I didn't even get to take that video. Somebody else had to do that and send it in for me. So that was great, because I didn't know if I'd be able to get that follow-up or not.
Well, that's wonderful. Now, the next thing you include in your newsletter is a testimonial of the month. And oh my, I recognize that person. It's me.
Yes, and thank you so much. I solicited this from Martha people because she and I worked together for over a decade, I'm sure. And she was able to kind of relate the story of how we met and what happened and how we're still working together. And it's been a great benefit for the both of us to be able to help more animals. I certainly refer people to Martha when we've got a behavioral issue that is not just going to be solved by, you know, hitting a few reset points.
Well, and like, you know, a classic example of that would be our lucky Wheaton Terrier. You know, it takes both of us for this one.
Absolutely.
Because we're needing Nels to reset that nervous system and get the dog balanced enough that we can catch her, get her in, and get, equipment on her, leash and collar, so that I can come in and then work my magic with behavior modification and stuff. But, you know, I'm thinking with Lucky, it's going to be very similar to that corgi we worked on.
Yes.
And even though you still lived over here and you were able to physically go with me to their home, I think we can do the same thing with you on the phone.
Yeah, I think so.
You know, that I can work with the dog on the leash, and if it's an issue, then stop and you reset the dog remotely. And then I try again. If still an issue, you'll reset the dog again. But we can go back and forth like that until I can get her, you know, comfortable on the leash. So I think we have a plan on that. And just so you know, I think a lot of people, Dr. Nels, wonder about the remote aspects. So they think, well, he can really do this and he doesn't even have to be with the animal. But I mean, Lucky's a classic example of that. Yeah. And two treatments, we had her back in the house.
Yeah.
We're starting over again, but, all right. So then let's see, then you usually have a story of some kind. And this one is another Martha Rasmussen story. That's Nell's wife is also Martha, but it's not me, Martha. It's Martha Rasmussen. This is about a squirrel. And I love the little video with the squirrel massage going on.
Yeah.
So then it's a wonderful story. But to get the story about the squirrel, you got to get the newsletter. And then we got events. And the big events this month is me. That's, on Wednesday this week. And Dr. Nels here on the show. And then we get to the monthly affirmation. So like the affirmations we do on a weekly basis, you do one monthly for us. So do you want to talk to us about this month's affirmation?
Yeah, this one is maybe I could say a little bit different. And it came to me because I was talking with a good buddy of mine who we trade some treatments with each other. And he's talking about how people have, you know, so many worthiness issues, and it sparked something in me about receiving, you know, and he was particularly talking about how people often just, they love to give, but they can't, they don't feel worthy of receiving. And so this is all about that. And it's, I think I set up the story pretty good, but the upshot of it is, we need to be able to receive as well as we give, because we have to complete the circle of giving and receiving in order for the joy and the love to be shared by everyone. If you give something from the fullness of your heart and somebody can't accept that very graciously, in their, you know, they're embarrassed to get something, that impedes the flow of energy through the circle back to you, so you can feel the joy and that you gave them this love and they graciously received it. And
yeah,
so,
like a situation where you do something, and someone says, "Oh, thank you, that was really wonderful. You're fabulous." And then the response is, "No, it, you know, I did da, 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 da," and we deny it all and not receive the compliment.
Yeah, we can't. Right, we don't receive the compliment. We have a hard time accepting a gift without denigrating ourselves. Those are signs that there might be a little bit of a worthiness issue, and we're not completing the circle. That's the point I really want to make. Is in order for love and gratitude to be shared, you want to complete that circle. And so, if you feel like maybe you have a hard time accepting love or gifts, then this is the affirmation for you. And it goes, I am a gracious receiver. I believe it is okay for me to accept love in all its forms and to respond with love and appreciation.
All right, that's a long one.
It is a long one. You would want to write that down and have it posted somewhere. If this is you, and I think people know when it's them, when they have a hard time accepting love or gifts or compliments. This is you, then you need to really get this into your soul. It's about you and it's about them. You want to complete that circle because it's good for both of you.
Right. So grab your pens and paper, because we'll repeat this a couple of times for you if you want to write it down. So a lot of times the affirmations are very simple in one sentence. They're easy to remember, but this one you want to jot it down. I am a gracious receiver. I believe it is okay for me to accept love in all its forms and to respond with love and appreciation. I am a gracious receiver. I believe it is okay for me to accept love in all its forms and to respond with love and appreciation. All right, that sounds like that's a really good one, and that could be very helpful to all of us. Thank you so much. And once again, to be a recipient of your newsletter, the only thing you have to do is join the membership group. Is that right?
That's all you have to do. I'll get you on the list to get that newsletter. And hopefully if you're not getting the newsletter, check your spam filter.
I don't know what it is about my, and I have a new computer and all of that. Half my mail, I swear, my important stuff goes into spam or deleted without going through my inbox. So I have to check. First thing I do is check spam and then deleted. And then I go to my new mail, because a lot of the stuff, and sure enough, you know, most of the stuff I get from Nels is usually are deleted before I get it. So anyway, you do need to check those files, because you can miss a lot that way. I don't think I'm probably the only one whose emails don't always go to the right place. All right. Looks like we are Time to take care of advertisers for the last time in the show. And so we will make Nathan happy so he doesn't have to fidget. And if there's anybody, if you're out there and thinking that, gee, I'd like to have a tune-up myself or my animals or both, there's time to get that in. So you can give us a call now. Otherwise, we've got current events to cover and we'll chat more with Dr. Nels and Linda. Numbers, if you want to call in, 425-373-5527, 425-373-5527, or toll free 888-298-5569. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by all that's happening in the world? Triggered by people around you? What's going on in your personal life? Or shifting energies? Looking for inspired guidance? Need to talk? Natasha Ventner, intuitive personal awareness coach and medium, can help by sharing insights, tips, and tools to support you through life's glitches and snags. Natasha helps you empower yourself. Visit Natasha's website, intuitiveclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and heartfelt caring approach can help you. That's intuitiveclarifications.com.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Hi, this is Nathan coming to you from behind the board. And today we have a very special encore presentation of Martha Norwalk's Animal World. From all of us in the Animal World family, we wish you all a happy weekend, and we look forward to being with you again on next week's live show from 9 a.m. to noon on Sunday, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Alrighty, it's nice to hear from the Jingle Dogs from time to time, and they're in great form with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Hey, and we heard from our wonderful NuPro supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O. .com, NuproSupplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. Love the cat vitamins are the best, the NuPro Nuggets. Remember our Eileen from Help Animals India? She ordered the NuPro Nuggets for her kitties, and they love them. And her cat, you know, she had the container on the counter, and she didn't quite screw the lid on top all the way closed. So cat got up on the counter and, you know, little kitties in their paws, push, 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 dumped the whole thing off the counter all over the floor. Ate half the container. They really are good. Cats really like them, but you need to keep the container closed. So check them out. You can check out all the supplements for the dogs, cats, and ferrets on newprosupplements.com. If you don't find them at your pet store, you can get them all on Amazon. And of course, you know me as an animal behavior therapist and trainer, and I always do a free, no obligation telephone evaluation, but I specialize in coming in and straightening out all the problems with the dogs, get them under control, and then teach you how to live the rest of your life with your dog successfully. And I do it all in one time. And I always do a free telephone evaluation. So jot this number down, give it to anybody you know has problems with their dogs. Tell them to call Aunt Martha. I'll talk to them for free on the phone. And you can reach me at 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. All righty then. I think we are all caught up. And before we run out of time, though, we've got to do current events. Now, I'm always first on my list is Linda Rasmussen, because she continues to offer a free remote treatment to any of you that call and ask for it. It just have to be a new client. However, if you've called in on the air and she's worked with you on the radio, she says that doesn't count. So she'll do a free remote, free treatment with you, which you can do in person at her office, the Interspace facility, Old Rainier Brewery, or remotely. So jot down this number if you'd like a free treatment with Linda, 206-841-1992, 206-841-1992. All right, now you want a live Christmas tree. They are ready to go. The opening day was yesterday up at the Northwest Stream Center in McCollum Park, and that's South Everett. Holiday trees, and they're available yesterday through December 24th. And daily you can go between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. Now, there's a variety of native, live, and wild potted trees. They're 3 to 5 feet tall, and they got Sitka spruce, red cedar, grand fir, and Douglas fir trees. Now, after the holidays, you can plant in your own yard or area, or you can bring the trees back to the stream center, and they will plant them around salmon trees and salmon streams and creeks in the area. And let's see, and that's through December 24th. The hours you can go 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. All right, what else have we got here? Coming up next year, Tuxes and Tails, the annual for the Humane Society, Tuxes and Tails 2025, May 17th at the Fremont Studios. So mark your calendars. And then, oh yeah, I think it's kind of Christmas time of year, right? What does that mean? Santa Paws pictures. So, all right, we are going. We are in the middle of those Santa Paws locations. These benefit Meow, and for a $20 donation, you receive a printed photo on site and access to online digital images. Now, safety first, so pets must be restrained either on a leash or in a carrier. All right, so today, they will be from noon to 3 p.m. over Lake Mud Bay. Okay, you know, so that's on the east side. And if you're around that area, you got time here. Get over to Over Lake Mud Bay from noon to 3. Photos there. Let's see. Next weekend, December 14th, noon to 3 at Issaquah Highlands Mud Bay. December 15th, that's next Sunday, noon to 3 at Linwood West Mud Bay. December 15th, from 3 to 5 p.m., Lad and Lass Brewing in the U District. So that's an unusual one. So I guess you can go have a beer and get Santa pictures. 3 to 5 p.m., Lad and Lass Brewing in the U District. Now, December 21st, noon to 3 at Redmond Mud Bay. And then the last day for Santa Paws pictures is December 22nd, noon to 3 at Roosevelt Mud Bay. So That pretty much covers the bases on current events. Next week's third Sunday of the month. And that's me and Natasha Sunday. So it's Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me, and talk with your human or animal loved ones on this side or the other with Natasha, and personal readings with Natasha. Dr. Nels, and I'm going to have Sylvia call in again next week so that we can see if we can't verify some of the information about her background and whether or not the story we've been told is the truth and all of that, or if I can get some specifics on these fear things that might help me target it when we get to the point where we can start doing the behavior modification stuff. But at any rate, hopefully you'll be here next week, and I hope we'll all be in the studio, Nathan.
I hope so too. I need my choir here for the Jingle Cats and the Carolers.
Yeah, because we got to be in the studio to sing for you. Now I have to admit that we aren't the greatest choir on the planet, but we got some great animal fun Christmas carols. But it doesn't really work when you're on Zoom and microphone. It just doesn't work to sing and have a choir. So we have to be in the studio.
Weird delays and all that. Everybody's off time.
Yeah, and hopefully Stacy is done with the sunshine and she'll come back from Hawaii. So, we can all be in the studio with you next week. But, we'll see what happens.
So I was just picturing Stacy saying, "I am just so done with this sunshine."
No. Have you, Dr. Nell, speaking of Stacy, I forgot, have you had a chance to tune in to Bags?
Oh, the Tank? Man. I was forgetting.
I almost did too. We got time for you to do that. Now, Stacy is over in Hawaii with her daughters, and they're, one of them is in a running something, and they're over there cheering. But our sensitive little bag man and big sister Tank are in the doggy hotel. So Stacy asked that Dr. Nels check in. So you tuned in and got
bags. I am tuned in, and yes, he does need a tune-up. So
all right.
I'll get him thoroughly tuned up here because he apparently stopped licking his paws, but then as time went on, I think she said he started licking a little bit. So we might as well head it off before it becomes a serious issue again.
Right, right. I think I read the email that she sent us after that treatment last month. He, you tune him up and it seems to resolve his problems immediately.
Yeah.
She's always surprised amazing. When that happens, but, he is a quirky little sensitive guy. So, Dr. Nels needs to tune him up from time to time. And sometimes we find that, tuning up with Dr. Nels and sometimes a tune up with Linda with a human animal, and that's all you need to do to keep things in balance. But then sometimes you don't just need that. You need me too to come in and get your relationships squared away with the dog. So, but it's interesting how, some Dr. Nels has gotten so good at this that, some behavior stuff just turns around. All he has to do is work on them, and we don't need to do any training or behavior modification and rehab stuff. So that's why we both do free telephone evaluations, so we can try to get a handle on what's going to work for you and who do you need and who first and all that good stuff. So now, Linda, you work with people in person or remotely.
Yes.
But I think you also not only you've got something called Family Best. Don't you work with families as well?
Well, yeah, Family Best is actually the name of a light touch balancing technique that was actually created to work on infants, like as soon as they're born, even.
Wow.
And then, Dr. Morta realized it was great for full size people. And and the nice thing about Family Best is it is something I can teach people to do themselves, just like Nels can teach people to do the Rasmussen reset. He can also teach them how to do Family Best. But it's something that we can do as certified best practitioners. So it's the same principle. Things don't have to be big problems, and being able to give your kids a tune-up or give your partner a tune-up can really help them, maybe not have a headache, or if they feel a little off in their tummy, just straightens right out.
Yeah, but I'm thinking too, though, you know, when we've got a family that everything seems right, but we've got a child that is really out of whack and a lot of issues. But it seems to me this would be one of the best things to do, mm-hmm. is to work with everybody and get those energies back in balance, you know, that could resolve everything.
Yeah, it's like that Rasmussen reset. It takes that fight or flight experience that being held at the physical level and releases that and allows the body to go back to working in its usual way.
You know, and we probably don't talk about that enough, but it is, you know, humans can be traumatized and their nervous systems can get stuck in fight flight too, right, Dr. Nose?
Absolutely.
Now, is that, I'm wondering, we don't have a whole lot of time here, but I'm wondering, you know, there's a big deal about PTSD.
Yeah.
Post-traumatic stress syndrome. To me, PTSD means nervous system stuck.
Absolutely.
Oh, but how
that's
do you feel about that? You
in big time, it's on steroids type stuck. Yeah.
Yeah, that's somebody who they just had more things come into their system. They're stuck and they need help just letting that go. And you know, it's the same whether you're working with human animals, you know, four leggeds, whatever. Sometimes it's an immediate like, ooh, that's all good. Or other times it's a little more incremental and it's just, you just do what needs to be done.
I've kind of, this is my observations over the years that I've been working with you guys, that it seems to me if we've got, especially with this fear and the nervous system thing, if we get a specific trauma, especially if it's relatively recent, and then we see what, sometimes it only takes one seriously good reset and tune up to stop the fear, you know, and get them out. But I find that if it's been very long term or there's been stuff piling on, an ongoing thing, then it can take a longer time and a series of treatments for you to get to the bottom of everything. And that's kind of like, you know, with our Lucky Wheaton, yeah. You know, 5 years of just all this, you know, and Wheaton's, you know, are in a book of their own anyway.
Yeah.
So they're, you know, when it comes to dogs, they're one of the breeds like, you know, when we did the evaluation on Wednesday with the aggressive chow, happened to be, now the biting history was really concerning, but when we got there, met the dog, it was a nice dog, a nice chow. Okay. But I can't wave my magic wand and turn it into a golden retriever. It's always going to be a chow. And chows are special. Well, Wheatons are special. So anyway, a lot to be concerned here. And it looks like we are getting ready to run out of time. So just a reminder, next week is Talk With Your Human or let's say Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me and Talk With Your Human or Animal Loved Ones on this side or the other and personal awareness coaching and personal readings with Natasha. So I hope you'll plan to call in with your questions for either of us or for a reading with Natasha. And golly, remember you can reach Linda through her website, verticalenergyworldwide.com, or give her a call at 206-841-1992. Nell's is healingministryforanimals.com. And Nathan says we're done and he's kicking us out. So love you anyway, Nathan. Happy Mercury in retrograde, everybody. Next Sunday, it starts to change. And as always, I leave you with animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, and share your love with all living things. I'll talk to you again next week. And go Seahawks!